Brendan Johnson says DOJ joins in as an amicus curiae or friend of the court when there's a federal interest and if the federal judge might benefit from information the department can provide. In the ICWA suit in Rapid City, the department filed 22 pages of the history of ICWA, interpretation of the Congressional Act, and examples of processes other states have established to observe it. The brief states that ICWA requires an immediate hearing to determine if the emergency situation has ended, and the 14th Amendment requires that the courts establish a process to protect the rights of the parents, tribes, and children. Johnson says the length of the brief reflects that ICWA can be a complicated statute. He says the research was a joint effort.
That brief was generated by the Civil Rights Division in Washington, D.C. I did have the opportunity to review and offer some opinions and some suggestions and some edits on the brief.
Depending on the outcome, federal judge Jeff Viken's decision in the case has the potential to change processes for other courts in the state. Brendan Johnson explains.
I would agree if other circuit courts in South Dakota have a similar process and the court determines that Pennington's the circuit court there is in violation of the Constitution, then yes, it could certainly have an impact on other circuits around the state.
He says the decision could affect courts in other states also if their processes are similar to those in South Dakota. The South Dakota case specifically deals with the Indian Child Welfare Act, but non-Indian families and children could also be affected by the outcome of this case. Johnson says it's difficult to speculate hypothetical situations, but if 48-hour hearings in the state violate due process regardless of the race of the participants, those situations could also fall within the Department of Justice's purview. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.